The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio
Welcome
1.
Welcome back. Michael Harding is still there. Patricia texts to say, I totally agree with Michael. I talked to my horse Chestnut Tree. I've named her and she has a whole story since lockdown. I'm also writing her story. It's great to reconnect with nature. It feeds the soul. And another texter is on his walk listening to Michael, watching newborn lambs gambling in a field in County Roscommon. There's definitely hope in early January 2021. Well, let's hope so. Now, all those people who are out there enjoying nature and everything, Derek Mooney joins me now, and Derek has kind of a little challenge for you. Derek, good afternoon.
Well, Brendan, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to your listeners, or good afternoon at this stage, and hello to Michael as well. I was fascinated listening to what Michael had to say. I have to say, lots of images ran through my mind, Michael, when you were speaking. One was of the famous Edvard Munch painting, The Scream, or The Shriek, as they call it in Norwegian, you know, the agony and the agonising that people have been suffering during this whole period is something that is very prominent in my own mind, because I've spoken to a lot of people. I'm fortunate in the sense that I'm still able to travel with my work. I'm keeping absolute social distance. We're keeping more than 2 metres away. In some cases, we're keeping people at remote studios. But everybody off mic is telling me stories of the traumas they have experienced, the people they have lost, the sickness they've witnessed. And it's very depressing. And it is important that we have something to lift the spirits. And what you're saying there is very uplifting. I must commend you for that, because it was interesting. I'm sitting here in another studio down the corridor from Brendan, and I'm in a room on my own, and I just have the headphones on. And the human voice is so powerful. And when you're saying the right words, they connect. So I must commend you for that. Well done.
And Derek, right, then, Derek. So speaking of the connecting, tell me about the Eye in Nature Photography Competition. How did this come about?
Well, basically, during lockdown, I was doing what I normally do best, which is my Walter Mitty impression. I was kind of thinking, imagining, keeping creative, trying to come up with ideas of things to do with the radio programme where we could engage people. Because we can't bring people into the studios. We can't get out on the ground as much as we could. And we noticed that from the very first lockdown, more and more pictures of nature were being sent in to the Mooney Goes Wild website. John is our researcher, John Bell O'Reilly. He looks after the social media, and he told me it increased by something like 2,000%. So we just start putting a lot more attention into that. And the more pictures we put out, the more that came in, the more that were shared. And I thought, wouldn't it be a great idea if we could have a nationwide competition? A moment in time, this place, this time, this creature, whether it's an animal or a plant, it doesn't make any difference to us. There are plenty out there, you know, for people to take pictures of. It doesn't have to be exotic. You were talking about trees and talking to trees. And I was thinking of the winner of the Wildlife Photographer of the Year competition in Britain this year, in 2020, should I say, was of a Siberian tiger hugging a Manchurian fir tree in the Far East of Russia. So that was the winning photograph. It took them 11 months with hidden cameras to capture that image, but they captured it. And it is really quite extraordinary. Nobody really knows why the tiger is hugging the tree, but that's what the tiger is doing. Now, we can't obviously take pictures of Siberian tigresses here in Ireland, but there are lots of flagship species, if we want to put that title on them. A flagship species is an animal that's used to create awareness, to garner support, to start a debate. And in protecting that one species, then you can protect that habitat and then affect all the other species that are in that habitat. And there are plenty in Ireland. Just look at the curlew, which has declined by 97% over the last two decades. Birdwatch Ireland, for its logo, has the Greenland white-fronted geese. Half the world's population of those birds come here every winter. So we protect the habitat for those birds here. They'll do better when they go back to their breeding grounds in Iceland and Scandinavia. Really important. So we have these creatures here. We just have to look at them. And what we're asking people to do is to go out and bring your camera with you, if you have a good professional camera or the camera that's inbuilt into your phone, and take a good quality digital image and just enter it into this competition. There's no entry fee. There's basic rules. You've got to be over 18 and you've got to have taken the picture on the island of Ireland, or our offshore islands or in our coastal waters. And a picture can have been taken from January last year right up to February this year. So people will have been out over the last while. Obviously, you've got to work within the government guidelines and pay careful attention to the Wildlife Act 1976, amended 2001. We don't want you interfering with any animals or any birds or anything like that.
So no setting up pictures.
No, 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 don't do that. And we don't want any people in the pictures. Just send us in what you think is your best picture and only one. Now, so far, Brendan, we've had over 3,000 entries to this competition, and that's 3,000 individuals. So you can see the level of interest and you can see how people have reconnected with nature.
And listen, it can be on a phone or whatever.
It doesn't matter. We've got the details about the size and the spec on the website. You just go to rte.ie/eyeonnature or rte.ie/Mooney. And we've got three very eminent judges to judge the competition. Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland, Dr. Matthew Jebb of the Botanic Gardens. They're our key partner in this, the Office of Public Works. And Sheena Jolly, who's a wildlife photographer and has her own gallery in Cork. Coming at it from different perspectives, they will choose what they believe is the best picture between them. And I think it's going to be fantastic. I really do.
Excellent. Okay. Derek Mooney, thanks a million.
Thanks, Brendan.
Michael, it's a nice little way to ritualise going out for your awe walk or whatever, isn't it? To actually take it in with a camera.
Yeah, it's a perfect idea. I love it and I hope it goes well. And I think it brings you into a sense of the awe of nature. But again, it brings you into relationship. You start, you know, if you start photographing trees or birds or badgers or something, You develop a relationship with them. I mean, even badgers, I can't see any badgers, but they come every night and they muck up the moss and the laneways, and I know they're there. And knowing they're there, again, it's this sort of relationship. You kind of like them. You feel, I like my badgers.
Yeah, and look, another
that he's talking about,
a connection.
Allow people a connection with the camera. Beautiful idea.
Okay, listen, Michael, I could talk to you all day about badgers, but I'll let you go. There's a nice text there. I'm going to plant an oak tree really soon and name it after that great man, Michael Harding. He's a real tonic in a strange time, strong like a great oak. I don't know, you know, if Michael Harding felt strong like a great oak today, but there you go. Like all of us, on he goes.